Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, it's been the rule rather than the exception, hasn't it? The regional championship in girls tennis, Bloomington North, Columbus North. Both Norths won 4-1 on semifinal Tuesday. The Cougars of Barb Mills, 16-1 now, beat Greensburg. Columbus North, 18-4. They've won six straight regionals. They beat Seymour 4-1. Brings us to tonight. On the south courts, along about 5:15.
They have been our nemesis. It has been very, you know, we have not been able to get past them. They've got some very, very strong players. They have changed their lineup since we played, after we played them and beat them. Their lineup has now changed, and the changes that Kendall, he's a very smart coach, has made will make it a tougher match for us. But we're, you know, yeah, we're just going to have to see.
Veteran Bloomington North girls tennis coach Barb Mills, we wish him well tonight. As we do, Mick Hammett's softball queens of EHS championship on the line in the sectional alongside Indian Creek at Northview at 5:30. Reds in St. Louis again tonight. 6:10 pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Baseball Hoosiers using its bottom half of the lineup and a quartet of pitchers to hold off Illinois Tuesday 4-3 in the first round of the Big Ten tournament out in Omaha. Senior catcher Peter Cerruto, the ninth place hitter in Jeff Mercer's lineup, had a couple of hits, a run scored, and an RBI, and he was on the receiving end of those four hurlers. Six hits, three runs, only one earned, seven strikeouts. And how about little-used Evan Whiteacre, 4 1/3, only one hit, one unearned run, and six strikeouts, and his second win of the year.
This is going to be a dogfight. We're going to have to play really clean defense. We're going to have to, you know, have some timely hitting. But more importantly, we're just going to have to execute on the mound, and that's exactly what we did. And, you know, from my point of view as a catcher, it was really, really awesome to see some of the young guys really step up. Whiteacre did an unbelievable job, gave us such a great shot to compete and win down the stretch of that game.
Senior catcher Peter Cerruto, yeah, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters, 5-10 in the ball game yesterday afternoon. Indiana will have today off and will play Thursday at 3 against 3-seeded Iowa, a team they won 2 out of 3 from back in April. They smashed Iowa, did Michigan 13-3 on Tuesday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.